there's a little, another little incident that is there that comes across. Beautiful things are there. They are all there, all the gems, as I was telling you. One after the other, if you go on picking, Yeah, it's so beautiful. We pick and admire, Never reach the gem that we are. But it's through these that we at last come to our own gem that I am. Yeah. So, let alone that, what is that?
And other people say that the path is filled with suffering. We get to look at all these beautiful gems.
It is suffering. These gems are all, you know how gems are created?
Tremendous pressure.
Tremendous. You have no idea of what happens and how these rubies are formed and how these precious stones are formed. Beautiful thing is that. It's tremendous. Without that, there's no fear. Take any example. It is like that, yeah. Even man has gone to the extent of creating artificial gems. And they used to do that in our laboratory. I was there. I had great craze for all this sort of thing also. So we were in that rut of creating gems, you see. Precious stones, diamonds, and artificial pressure would be exerted on coal, anthracite. Heat, tremendous heat, and tremendous pressure. And there you are, all the things scintillate. You become coal, mind you, that which is, you don't want to touch it. Whatever it is, why we are digressing through it. What were we saying?
You were going to tell, you said there's another gem, another story that you wanted to tell.
About the Sai, sir.
About the Sai.
I was thinking of Sai Baba.
Not Sai Baba, Sai.
Sai, S-I-G-H.
Yeah. Where do we begin? Yeah. There was a certain king. It's not a fable, it's a true story. And he left his kingdom in search of truth. And says, of what avail is all this? No you. And why he did that, there is another little story behind it all. One day he was sleeping in his royal bedchamber, and all of a sudden he heard hooves of horses, you know, galloping. And there is just about his bedchamber. He says, "Who's that?" He got up in the sleep, you see. He was frightened to death. Horses on my terrace, horses on. So the voice comes in reply to it. "Well, we are wayfarers here. Wayfarers, this is no place for wayfarers over here. This is the palace of the king." "Oh, is this the palace? We thought there is an inn, wayfarers inn." That's how the story is. Says, "No, it's the palace, it's my palace. I am the king over here." I says, "Oh, it's your palace? Was there anybody before you?" He says, "Yeah, it's my father's palace." "Was it anybody before that?" He says, "Yeah, my father's father." "Oh, that means it's an inn. It's a wayfarer's inn." And immediately, the time had come for him. Yeah. That instant, the bell rings, you see. And it rang. It gave that call. And he left the place. And he went. He left. He relinquished his kingdom and left. And he was wandering. And while he was on his way in a desert, another wayfarer seemed to have gathering pace, and they both came side by side. And naturally the stranger asked this king, who had relinquished his kingdom, and says, "By the way, where are you heading to?" He says, "Well, to my destination. That is the place of pilgrimage, Kaaba, in Mecca." He sighed deeply. Because he was so pauper, he couldn't afford to be there. So the king turns towards him and says, By the way, it seems that you seem to be in great pain. No, I'm not in great pain, but I just sighed. So, what have you paid for your sigh? What payment for the sigh? Will you part that sigh to me? He says, why? What is that? I don't understand this. It seems that you are, something is wrong with you. What's the matter? He says, well, it seemed that you seem to be fatigued, and you say, how much, what did you pay for your sigh? There's this sort of thing. So, do you ever pay for your sigh? Or did you pay anything for it? So, yes, I paid my whole kingdom for it. I paid by my kingdom. So, what? So, well, I gave up my kingdom to have the sigh. Part for it. Part means that. So, what will you do with it? He says, I just want that sigh of longing. I haven't found it yet, although I left my kingdom and am in search of this sigh. Man is made for that sigh. Horses neigh and we are to sigh.